Welcome back to How to Be a Man. Today's episode is one that's difficult to talk about, but I think absolutely necessary. It's about an incident that highlights a much deeper cultural problem. A problem that affects us all, whether we realize it or not. We're talking about this unrapeable list that I mentioned in the last episode. This was a spreadsheet created by high school boys at a private school in Melbourne, in Australia, where they ranked their female classmates into several degrading categories. These categories ranged from wifeys and cuties to mid, object, get out, and most shockingly, unrapeable. I want to stop right there and let that word sink in. Unrapeable. How do boys even come up with something so cruel, degrading, dehumanizing, and vicious? What does it say about the world that we're living in when they think they can talk about this way about their peers? Girls they see every day in the classroom. Girls who trusted them as classmates. This isn't just about a group of boys at one school. It's about the culture that allows, even encourages, this kind of behavior. It's about the societal failure to teach respect, empathy, and basic human decency. And it's about the urgent need to address these issues before more harm is done. Before we dive in, though, I want to ask you to do something. If this episode resonates with you, please share it. Share it with a parent, a teacher, a colleague, anyone who might benefit from hearing it. And if you haven't already, subscribe to the channel. These are conversations that we need to keep having and broadcasting. And together, we might be able to start to create some change. Let's begin with the facts of this case. It's been all over the news here in Australia. I don't know if it's even reached the rest of the world, though. This incident happened at a school, a prestigious private school in Melbourne's eastern suburbs. Four boys created a spreadsheet ranking their female classmates. The categories they used weren't just insulting. They were vicious and cruel and dehumanizing. Photos of the girls were included alongside labels like wifeys and cuties. Terms that you might think are harmless until you realize how they were juxtaposed with terms like object, get out, and of course, unrapeable. When the spreadsheet came to light, the school did act fairly quickly. Two students were expelled and others faced disciplinary action. Principal Mark Merry addressed the school community saying, quote, "Whilst we conduct regular sessions on respectful relationships and model care and respect in all that we do, this has not been enough. We will be reviewing all of our programs to ensure that the dignity of all is respected. This needs to be a learning moment for all of us," end quote. The principal also reported the incident to the police, and Victorian investigators are currently assessing whether this is a criminal matter or not. But the damage goes beyond the school walls. This story made national headlines in Australia. I don't know if it's reached the rest of the world, though. Wouldn't surprise me if it hadn't. This has sparked widespread condemnation. So Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen has said, quote, "Respect for women has to be at the forefront of every classroom, every household, and every part of our community. Too many women are subjected to violence. Too many women are losing their lives," end quote. Federal Education Minister Jason Clare called the incident, quote, "disgusting and appalling," end quote. I think she's right. Let's pause for a moment, though, to consider the impact on the girls who were involved in this list. Imagine being one of those girls, finding out that your classmates had ranked you on a spreadsheet, reducing you to a label, a photo, a joke. The humiliation, the betrayal, but also the fear that comes with knowing people you thought you could trust don't see you as a person, but as a rapeable object. This isn't just about hurt feelings. This kind of behavior has long-term consequences. It reinforces the idea that women's worth is tied to their appearance, that they're objects to be judged and ranked, rather than individuals with their own dignity and agency. And let's not forget the broader implications here. What message does it send to those girls? What message does it send to other girls in the school? To boys, they might see this as a green light to engage in similar behavior. Let's talk about where this mindset may come from. How do teenage boys come to believe that this kind of behavior, that talking about women being rapable or unrapable, is acceptable or even somehow funny? A major factor we all probably know is the influence of social media. Platforms like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube are saturated with content from influencers who glorify toxic masculinity. Figures like Andrew Tate preach a warped version of manhood, one that equates dominance with strength, cruelty with confidence, and empathy with weakness. For boys, many of whom are still figuring out their identities, this content can be seductive. It offers them a sense of power and belonging, but it also teaches them to dehumanize others, to view relationships as simply transactional, and to equate respect with submission. This isn't just about the boys who created the list. It's about the boys who laughed at it, who shared it around, and the ones who stayed silent. It's about the adults who dismissed this as boys will be boys. And it's about the systems, our schools, our communities, our media, that failed to teach them a better way. Let's take a step back and look at the bigger picture here, though. This isn't just a school scandal. It's a widespread cultural issue. Think about the term unrapable. The very existence of that word reveals a horrifying truth: that these boys have been exposed to ideas and language that completely trivialize rape and sexual violence. This isn't an isolated incident. It's part of a broader culture that normalizes the dehumanization of women and teaches boys that their worth is tied to dominance and control. By definition, if they thought girls on that list were unrapable, they thought others were rapable. This doesn't just hurt women, though. It also hurts men. When we teach boys that respect is weakness, we deny them the ability to form meaningful, healthy, long-term relationships. When we tell them their worth is tied to dominance and control, we push them into isolation. And when we fail to challenge toxic behavior, we create a world where everybody suffers. So what can we do as men, as society? How do we start dismantling this culture that allows this kind of behavior to flourish? Well, I think the first thing is education. This is key. Schools, I think, need to do more than hold one-off workshops on respectful relationships and say that lessons will be learned. These lessons, these workshops, need to be integrated into the curriculum from a young age. Boys need to learn that respect isn't optional, and girls need to know that their voices matter. Second, we need to call out harmful behavior whenever and wherever we see it. Whether it's a so-called joke among friends or something as serious as this list, staying silent only perpetuates the problems. And third, social media platforms, I think, must take responsibility for the content that they publish. They need to moderate content that glorifies this culture, that dehumanizes women and promotes toxic masculinity. Fourth, men need to step up as role models. I'm sorry, but we do. Boys learn by example, and if they see the men in their lives treating others with respect and empathy, they're far more likely to follow suit. And finally, we need to have these conversations. This is why I made this podcast. At home, in schools, in workplaces, and on platforms like this one. Talking about why this behavior is unacceptable and what we can do to create a better culture is paramount. This isn't just about punishing bad behavior. It's about creating a world where such behavior isn't even conceivable. A world where boys and men understand that true strength lies in respect, not dominance. This story is horrifying, especially as a father of three daughters. But it's also a wake-up call. It's a reminder that we all have a role to play in shaping the next generation. If this resonates with you, please share the episode with someone who needs to hear it. Start a conversation. Reflect on what you can do to be part of the solution. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you can join us for future discussions. Together, we can redefine what it means to be a man and create a culture where respect, dignity, empathy, these are the norm, not the exception. Thank you for listening to this episode. Let's keep this conversation going.